Good evening, everyone. I'm Mike Mano. Welcome to a special program on the Newport Music Festival. And for those of you that are very astute, you're probably saying, wait a minute, the Newport Music Festival's run for the last several weeks, but it's over as of tonight, July 24th. But we have a special guest here. It's going to kind of give us a little bit of a wrap-up. This is show number 4 in our series of programs about the Newport Music Festival. It ran from the July 8th till today, and in its 48th season, and WCRI has been very happy to be a part of most of those seasons and helping out and getting the word out. And tonight we have a very special guest, a man who's probably been to the festival, I don't know, maybe other than Mark Malkovich, maybe more than anybody else. His name is Elliot Porter. Welcome to the show, Elliot.
Thank you, Mike. Nice to be here.
Nice to have you with us. For those of you that have seen the Rhode Island Philharmonic or you've been to the Newport Festival, you've probably seen Elliot and don't even realize it because sometimes you're not necessarily what's called the star of the show, but you're probably one of the most important people, right? I want to see how you answer that one.
That's a good way to look at it, Mike. Yes, I'm more in the background as a bass player. I think I've only performed a solo piece at the festival once or twice since I started playing there in 1988. Usually I'm accompanying other people and
right.
other groups. The bass part is the bass, B-A-S-E, as well as B-A-S-S. It's the most, in some ways, it's the most important. It's not the melody.
The bass part of a group is always the most important, and usually that guy that's the bass is the most intelligent and best looking. Of course, I say that because I'm the bass in my quartet, but that's a little
right.
different. Now, some people refer to your instrument as a stand-up bass. Is that incorrect, or is that?
No, that's not incorrect. The instrument has quite a number of names for it. It's the stand-up bass, the string bass, the bass viol, the double bass, the contrabass.
And they're all the same thing.
The doghouse. Yes, all the same.
Really? I just presumed they were, in my lack of knowledge, presumed they were all slightly different, like a tenor saxophone and those are actually physically structured differently in a sax family or something like that, but not in the bass family.
No, the bass, there's quite a bit of variation in the size of the instrument, but generally they're tuned the same way, mm-hmm. E-A-D-G. Yes, there's quite a bit of variation in the size and the design of them, but they're all the same instrument and they perform the same function within a group.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now let's get a little bit of your background, and you're a longtime Rhode Islander.
I am. I've been here 35 years, I think.
35 years. 36, so you came here as a child. Now, 35 years, come here after college, after school?
I came to Rhode Island to go to Brown, so.
Okay.
And one of the things I did when I arrived was to audition for the Rhode Island Philharmonic, and I've been playing in the Rhode Island Philharmonic ever since, and teaching and playing around.
You have a studio where you give lessons occasionally when time permits?
Yes, I do. I teach at home, and I also teach through various area colleges and the music school, which is associated with the Rhode Island Philharmonic.
Okay, and if people want to get a hold of you, is there a website they can go to?
They can contact me through my website, ElliotPorterBass.net, or they can go to the Rhode Island Philharmonic's website or any of the websites of the area colleges.
And we should probably spell that because Elliot has had different spellings over the years.
Not
yours, but other people.
That is correct. My name is often misspelled by people who are hearing me tell them my name. So it's E-L-I-O-T, one L, one T.
Okay, there you go. And then Porter, that one's pretty straightforward.
That one's straightforward, P-O-R-T-E-R.
All right, great. So if you have questions or you have interest in learning more about the instrument, you can certainly get to Elliot and find out about that. Elliot's brought with him several recordings tonight, and we're going to listen to some things that mean something either to him or something to the festival or just things that I picked out on a whim. But right now...
That's right, yes.
What's the first piece we're going to start with?
We're going to first hear the prelude from Bach's first cello suite played by Edgar Meyer. He's a really wonderful bass player who was really popularized the instrument, plays with all kinds of different groups, ranging from the Lincoln Center group to Bela Fleck, Yo-Yo Ma, many different kinds of groups. He also performs as a soloist, recently played in Portland, Maine with a symphony there. And he recorded this in one of the great concert halls, I would say, in Worcester, Massachusetts, Mechanics Hall, which is just really amazing.
So. An amazing space. I've had the privilege of performing there a lot, and I can't wait to hear this recording. Philharmonic and playing around the world, really, in lots of places. I know you do a concert series you mentioned before we went on the air in Vermont and so forth. You must run into some interesting music and some very familiar things and some not so familiar things, right?
Yes, I do. All kinds. The next piece I think we're going to play is one of the most familiar to concert audiences. It's the variations from the Trout Quintet, Schubert's Trout Quintet, which I particularly like because, for one thing, it includes a double bass.
Well, there you go. That's a good thing to be included rather than standing around watching everybody else.
Yes, which often happens with chamber music. Unfortunately, the bass is not included in chamber music as much as some other instruments, such as the other string instruments.
Well, violin or whatever, right?
Yeah, I mean, cello. String quartet literature is enormous. The chamber music literature, which includes a double bass, is fairly limited. But this is a very well-known and rightly popular piece, which includes the double bass, violin, viola, cello, bass, and piano. And this recording includes a bass player who has since passed away, but seems to have played on at least dozens of recordings of the Trout Quintet, Julius Levine. What we're going to play is the Trout Variations, which are based on the Schubert's song called The Trout. The last time I played it, I think I played it several times in Newport now, but the last time I played it, I thought I should see what the text to the song was, the words for the song. And they're actually, like many other Schubert songs, somewhat bittersweet. Little doesn't end well for the fish, let's say.
Uh-oh. So. All right. Well, it's a little bit lengthy, so we'll listen to that as much as possible, and then we'll take a short break, and we'll be back with more of the Newport Music Festival and our special guest, Elliot Porter.
Thank you.
Welcome back to our special program on the Newport Music Festival. I'm Mike Maino, sitting with Elliot Porter. Elliot is a long-time person that has been playing with the festival over the years. And Elliot, I guess, you know, all those years, all those people you've met, you get to meet a lot of people from all over the world. Must be some interesting ones.
Yes, the festival is very interesting in that way. I think if you look in the program, I don't know how many different countries are represented at the festival, but they come from all over, and I'm the one who probably has the shortest drive.
You're the local guy.
I'm the local guy, which but it's really wonderful opportunity to play with all these different people who I never see any other time of year. It's a really warm and collegial environment. Everyone lives in mostly in one building and stays and rehearses in that building, eat meals together. It's also extremely hectic for those of us who play on many programs because the schedule is really intense. But it's in Newport in the summer is a really nice place to be also. On your free time, you can go to the beaches and things like that in Newport. And it's really wonderful to see the same people from year to year and play with these amazing musicians. One of the high points of my year, for sure.
Well, I'm sure it's very interesting meeting a lot of people. And I'm sure another interesting part of it could be language barrier, because not everyone is going to be speaking English, that's for sure, right?
Everyone does seem to speak English well enough.
Better than we speak their language, right?
that's certainly true. Many of them speak several languages quite well. Sometimes I can't always participate in their conversations, but they can certainly participate in conversations with the English speakers. But it's quite amazing that way.
Well, this was the 48th season of the Newport Music Festival, and if you missed it, shame on you, but you can already start looking forward to next year. The festival is in many locations, 14 different locations in this past festival that just finished up today. Blythewall, The Breakers, the Elms, a lot of the Newport Mansions, the Newport Art Museum, the Redwood Library, Rosecliff, and then some places like St. Columba's and Middletown and St. Matthew's Episcopal Church in Jamestown. So check out the website at newportmusic.org, and you'll find out all the things that were happening. We're going to go to another piece of music now that Elliot brought with him, and this is called, I noticed the CD is called Silenced Voices.
Yes, this is from a CD of composers who died in concentration camps. So they're all Jewish composers, but there are some exceptionally really wonderful music, and the piece that we have selected by Erwin Schulhoff. It's a concertino for flute, piccolo, viola, and bass. And he was this particular piece, which is I'm not sure I know of another piece with that instrumentation, but this particular piece is very influenced by Eastern European folk music. And this is a furiant, which I think is a bohemian form. Thank you.
Elliot, I'm going to ask you to get to this next piece so we can sneak it in before the next commercial break. What do you have for us?
Next up, we have a movement of another piano bass quintet, like same instrumentation as the Trout, written by Georges Onslow around the time, sort of following after the Trout. There was sort of a mini craze in that instrumentation. There are a number of pieces written around the same time in the early mid 19th century with that instrumentation. I think chamber music, of course, is written for people to play in their homes, but this is another theme and variation like the Trout.
All right, we will listen to that, then take a short break and be back with more of Elliot Porter.
Thank you.
Welcome back to our special program on the Newport Music Festival. I'm Mike Mano, and we're sitting with Elliot Porter, a longtime participant in the festival, which just wrapped up its 48th season, ran from July 8th up to today, and another great season in the books. And we look forward to next year, the 49th, and thank Mark Malkovich and all the people that are involved with the festival putting this together, bringing people from around the world to our lovely state, in Newport to be specific. And it's quite an event, and we're very glad to have Elliot with us here today. He's brought some interesting music, and we'll continue to listen to a couple more pieces before we go. And Elliot, this when you participate in something like this, is it a huge difference from playing with the Philharmonic on a regular basis, or that kind of thing, where it's you're at Veterans Auditorium, there's a couple thousand people in the audience, and does that become routine, and this become the unusual?
Yes, partly because bass players don't get to play a lot of chamber music, so it's definitely less common experience. Although not that uncommon for me to get to play chamber music, and especially with such wonderful players as Mark Malkovich has at the Newport Festival, and it really is impressive also to see, you know, getting to play in the mansions, the patio on the breakers on a moonlit night at 10 o'clock is really amazing,
yeah.
Very spectacular,
yeah.
And you know, they do the crew there do an amazing job of, like, you know, they have 4 and 5 concerts a day. I don't know how they manage to keep everything straight, but and the musicians as well.
Right.
There have been times where the music has been not everyone has had every page of music that they needed to have, and that makes life a little more interesting.
You just make it up, right? There's only so many chords. You just have to figure out where to put them in. But
that's a story for another day.
All right, yeah, anyway. I'm sure it is. All right, let's get to this next piece of music that you brought with you.
The next piece of music is by an Argentinian composer, Osvaldo Golijov. If I'm pronouncing his name correctly, which I probably am not.
You probably won't hear this.
Right. Yes. I hope not. This is for a double string quartet. He was very influenced by the Argentinian tango style. So this is really, he's a contemporary composer, still alive, lives in the United States now.
So he might hear this.
So he could hear this.
He'll
it's
send
possible.
Us an email. All right.
But this recording includes the St. Lawrence String Quartet, which played for a while very regularly at the Newport Festival. Their first violinist was famous for his colorful socks as a and still is. I saw him last summer in Maine, and he was the audiences are appreciative of his choice of foot covering, but this piece is for a double string quartet with a bass. It's called Last Round, and it definitely the tango style is very energetic. Also, tango style I find very appealing. So. Thank you.
We come to the end of the hour, and it's been great to have you here with us. For those of you that have been listening, if you'd like more information about Elliot and possibly take some lessons, you can do so by getting in touch with the Rhode Island Philharmonic Music School or Elliot's personal website, which is E-L-I-O-T.
Dot P-O-R-T-E-R base dot net.
Okay. Well, I don't think we said that the first time, so that's a little bit different than we said. So it's E-L-I-O-T dot P-O-R-T-E-R base, B-A-S-S, dot net. All right, so you can get information there, and you can call him up, ask him for an 8x10 glossy autographed of himself, and he'll mail that right out to you. See, he's not paying any attention to me right now because he didn't.
I'm checking whether that's actually my website or not. So
because you don't go there very often.
I do not, unfortunately. I should do that more often. Or you could reach me at my phone number, which is probably better, 401-935-8934.
All right, and that's a good way to get a hold of him. And if you have any questions about some of the music that's been played or his favorites that we've been listening to, you can do that and or get information about lessons. And maybe not lessons for yourself, but lessons for someone else. Could be a great gift. Someone has $10,000 they don't know what to do with, they can pay you to give lessons, right?
It's a little more reasonable than that.
Oh, all right, all right. Well, I'm sure.
Any age
worth that amount.
I would be. I would like to think so, but
Elliot, thanks so much for coming in. We've known each other for a long time.
Yes, we have, Mike. Yep.
And it's great to finally get you here in the studio and tell everybody about the music that you play. We have one more piece of music, and tell us what this is going to be.
This is the last piece which was performed at the Newport Festival this season, the Claude Bolling Suite for Cello and Jazz Piano Trio. This is the first movement. It's a very appealing, accessible piece in a jazz-like style. And it was originally written and recorded for Yo-Yo Ma, and this performance included the longtime wonderful cellist Jurgi Barta and Jeffrey Beagle.
All right, we will listen to that, and then we'll see you all next year on the Newport Music Festival. Thank you.
Thank you.